Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to this marvelous, magnificent, miraculous, awesome, gracious, and faithful, and loving, and kind day from the Lord. For his mercies are new every morning. This is Cecilia and Minister Sheila. We're going to start off with prayer, but first I'm going to check and see if Minister Sheila would be able to start us off with prayer or whatever the Lord has given her based off of. Well, many of you may not know, but she's in recovery right now into wholeness for a major surgery that the Lord has brought her through. He is so faithful. For by Jesus' stripes, she's already healed. Minister Sheila.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hopefully everyone can hear me and understand me. I'm still a little sore, but thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, the Son. Christ, Lord Jesus, I'm through it. I made it through. You pulled me through. We removed the tumor, and you healed, sewed me up. You put me back together. You have healed me. I am going through the recovery, Lord, thanks to you. I survived all the pain and the agony. You brought me through. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I want to thank you for each and every other person here on this earth, going through any type of surgery, any kind of sickness, need to be healed, blessed, need to be touched by you, Lord, to breathe into their nostrils, the mercy, the health, the help, the healing, and the recovery of you, Lord, through you we can all go through all the agony, all the pain. You can remove all the sickness and understanding it to help us to understand and to grow through the recovery and go through the recovery and the healness and the mercy that you have given us to continue life among this earth that you have blessed us with. Oh, Father, I thank you. Because I thank you because I know without you, it could not have been found. Without you, I could not have been blessed to be here, to be treated, to be able to have the doctors to locate the problem, to make the situation better, that you have said, no, my daughter, not yet. I will heal you. I will show I am, I can, but no matter what you're going through, just a little bit, if it's in the devil's hand, it can take you out. The major things you're going through, do just a little bit, the devil can take you out. But when you got it in God's hand, when you put it in God's hand, when you pray it into God's hand and the Son, Lord Jesus, you can't understand the magnificence of the recovery, of the treatment he can bring you through with just a wave of his hand, of just saying, no, I said not yet. God has more than we could ever imagine. He can remove and put us through the healness, through all the torment, the tortures, the aggravation that the demons and the devil can just throw upon you. He can heal your body when the doctors even can say, I can try, but I cannot guarantee you a full recovery. Lord have blessed me so many times. I know he has blessed you. What the doctors say, I don't see it. But when he see you again, he said, I know it ain't nobody but God, because I really can't understand it. And what your medical records say is not under the man, the Father, the God, the heavens, and the angels. They have the medical shot. They have the life in your hand. They have all that you don't even know the devil or these demons will try to throw on you. God can even detour some of them so they don't even touch you. You just don't understand. You can't understand. You won't understand, but you need to understand. God have blocked. He have covered you. He had detoured you. He have just rerouted so much that have been came at you, just coming at you, and that's still coming at you that you can't understand, but yet you can't. What you should do, what you must do, is every minute, second of the day, to just say thank you. For some, you might have 5 minutes ago. It's gone 5 minutes later. You never know. You need to every time, every you can think about it. When you open your eyes, when you close your eyes, when you get up in the morning, when you lay down during the day, don't take much to say thank you. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for yet you have blessed, and here I am another day, and so many others among this earth you have blessed to let us see another day. I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, a woman of God, of knowledge, of spirit, and of kindness that we know that is all through you. I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, another woman who has truth and life and joy and knowledge, and to teach and to help all that she can through the word and the knowledge of you. Thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man of God, a young man of knowledge, another young man that has the teaching and the knowledge and the blessings of you. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, a man of master of music, masters of words, of teaching, to understand and to preach out and to help the knowledge of young people, older people, and everybody that needs the word of God. Thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, who is another young lady of God who has the knowledge and the will and the power to teach and to preach about you. I thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser, who is another young man that has the knowledge and the worship and the teaching and the understanding of life through you, oh God. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, oh God, excuse me, who have blessed and to understand that the word of God is a mighty and powerful learning experience. I thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, another young lady that preach and teach and talk and can give you descriptions of things, of knowledge, of chapters, of things that has led to the power, to the knowledge of God. Lord, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandson, all my family within the bloodline and through the spiritual line. Lord, I thank you for daily and daily and daily blessings that I am still here to praise and to thank you and have the knowledge of life. Lord, the most of all, I thank you for you, because without you, I would not be. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot say enough. There's not a word that can describe the greatness, the awesomeness, the dedication that you have given us, and that the power of love and joy of life that you have still given us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all and to understand. And don't take much to say thank you. It should never take much to say thank you. Should never have enough time not to say thank you. But God, I thank you. Son, Lord Jesus, I thank you because you are the best father and son that the earth has. Because through life, love, and magnificent blessings and miracles and the mercy of your love and life, I thank you and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. I agree with every word that Minister Sheila has already prayed. I agree with the word of God teaches us about the power of prayer. I thank God for Minister Sheila reminding us about the importance of thanksgiving And not just, as she said, daily, but as she also said, just throughout the day, every time you think of it, to tell God thank you. And not just to say it with our mouths, but to say it with our actions, so that when we say thank you, it's not just because we're saying it with our mouths, but we're saying it from our hearts. We're actually so grateful to God for all that he's done and for all that he's doing that we cannot thank him enough. And so today we're going to share a few scriptures about prayer. We're going to share a few scriptures about wealth. We're going to, you know, even pray some more. We're just going to celebrate God in all that he does and all that he says, because the Word of God reminds us, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Well, some of us are wise enough to know that we would be lost. That's where we would be. So because of that, the first thing I want to do before I share some of the scriptures is not only tell God thank you, but to remind him in the melody, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I'm not coming to this person or that person or this entity or that entity, but I'm coming to God. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We have scriptures that teach us about wealth. We have scriptures that teach us about prayer. And the key to it all, listen to this foundational scripture of Smile 3, Matthew 6 and 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Some of those things is wealth. Some of those things is blessing. Some of those things are joy. Some of those things are peace. You know, joy unspeakable and peace that surpasses all understanding, and wealth and blessings that makes you the lender and not the borrower. Wealth and blessings that make you the head and not the tail. Wealth and blessings that allows you to be a blesser. It's not just the lender or the borrower type thing, which is a great thing, but that person that sees someone in need, whether it's a house or a home, in the hills or in the country or in the city, or whether it's transportation, whether it's a car or a truck or a motorcycle or a bike or so many of these other things that they have now to get you from point A to point B. But we can be a blessing to someone, to give them not just the fish, but the pole and the location to go and get more fish. Not just the lettuce and the tomatoes and the fruit, but the land to plant, the land that they can cultivate and break up the fallow ground in and make sure that they nourish it and do the things that they need to do so that it won't be a thorny place, but it will be good ground. Now, in the natural, we talk about good ground. But there's also good ground that needs to be in the spirit realm. What are we feeding ourselves on a daily basis? The Word of God, the praises of God, the thanksgiving of God, the worship of God, as we feed ourselves through those moments and postures of adoration to God, we will be filled with his presence. We'll be filled with the faith and more faith. And he can take us from glory to glory. As we're praying to God, as we're presenting our supplication and our petitions to God, he's adding these things. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it liberally unbraided. He's adding these things. You know, he'll give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. These things. He'll give us joy unspeakable. Yes, these things. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, you know, he will refresh us and refill us and revive us. And when we pray in unity with our brothers and our sisters, he will take us to a place that one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. When there's one or two gathered in his name, that he's in the midst. You know, the very presence of God in agreement. God is so awesome. He wants us to be a lender and not a borrower. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants us to have wealth. You know, many people say, oh, you know, if God makes you rich or allows you to get rich, this or that will happen. If you have God in your life the way God needs to be in your life, and you remember Genesis 27 and 28 said, may God give you of the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. And when he gives that to you, guess what else we can remember? Deuteronomy 28:1-14. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations and of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb, talking about your children, your children's children, those generational blessings, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. God wants us to be blessed. He wants our seed and our seed seeds to be blessed. But see, that was Old Testament concealed. And now in the New Testament that we have God, he said, you have not because you ask not. Have you asked God for what you want? And did you ask in a posture of being a blessing or just getting? What was the source or the rationale behind what you were asking God for? Was it to do more for his people? Was it to do more for his kingdom? What was the reason? Why do you want to be blessed? Why do you want to be healthy? Why do you want to be whole? Why do you ask God for these things? Is it to advance his kingdom? Is it to bless the homeless? Is it to be a blessing and a positive role model for your family and your acquaintances? What's the reason for what you're asking for? You know, you got to make sure that your heart is right. There are plenty of rich people that love God. And there are plenty of poor people that reject them. So it's not based off of your income or your wealth, but it is based off of the wealth in your heart, the wealth in your worship towards God, the wealth in your thanksgiving towards God, the wealth in your hunger and thirst for more of God. God is better than any earthly parents. There are some earthly parents that have really blessed and blessed and blessed and beyond blessings towards their children, great spouses, but nobody can bless you like God. When God blesses you from the inside out, you're not only a blessing to the people that know you. You're a blessing to the people that don't even know you, that are watching you from afar off. God wants to make us wealthy. And in the wealth that God wants to bring us, it's more than financial. It's more than cars and land. It's more than homes and clothes, but rich and wealthy in wisdom. Rich and wealthy in peace that surpasses all understanding. Rich and wealthy in the spirit realm and in the natural. Can you imagine that your prayers go directly to the ear of God? Well, if you can't imagine it, the word tells you so, because it said, you have not because you ask not. It says that he will make you a lender and not a borrower. His word says that if you lack wisdom, ask. Therefore, if God's going to give the wisdom back liberally, unbraided, that means that he heard you. So let's walk in the confidence that God hears us, his word says. Just like he reminds us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. It's real. Just like he reminds us that not only does he love us, he is love. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. God loves us so much that his son, Jesus, loved us so much that he gave his life. He came down from his seat in glory to be a sacrifice for each and every one of us. So now that we're redeemed, oh, my God, I thank God for being one of the redeemed. I thank God for knowing that I'm already rich, I'm already wealthy, and now I need to get into the posture, the right posture, the thanksgiving posture, or the posture of thanksgiving, the grateful posture, the posture of being grateful. I need to make sure that my heart is right so that I can be that for which God would cause me to be. So as he called me, and as he chose me, and as he sends me, I'm pointing people directly to him, not getting prideful with the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. No, not doing that. Why would I want to be walking in the pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, all about me, 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 instead of God, 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 God did it. How did you get so-and-so? God did it. Why did he do it? Because he's love. How did he do it? He does it how he wants, when he wants, and why he wants, because he's a covenant God. He's a covenant God. That means when God makes a contract with you, it's eternal. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And guess what? He never has. I've turned my back on him. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. I've done this and that that hasn't been pleasing in his sight, but yet he still loved me. Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Inheriting the earth means the things that are in the earth and on the earth as well. So that means that we have to go to God to make sure that our heart is right. We don't want to be haughty. We don't want to do things that, you know, causes God to repent like he did when he chose Saul to be king. See, that's a whole nother message over there. And maybe we'll talk about it, you know, later on in another message on another day. Matthew 13:22-23 says, for what was sowed among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil. This is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in some case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. But listen to that. It was 30, it was 60, it was 100-fold. Never did he say it was 0-fold, but it's always been an increase. And so as we go before God to find out, okay, God, your word says that I'm going to inherit the earth. Your word says that I'm going to yield increase 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. So where did I allow the thorns to choke the very word that you've spoken in my life? And that I've been proclaiming, where did I allow that, God, to happen so that I'm losing out on your faithfulness, on your loving kindness? Well, once again, in a melody, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. One more time. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I come to you, Lord. I come to thee. I come to you with my whole heart. I come to thee. I humbly come to you, God. I come to thee. I'm putting my all on the altar, God. I come to thee. Where I'm empty, fill me, God. I come to thee. I gotta be like you, Lord. You love, God. You're a faithful God. You're a kind God. You're an awesome God. I come to thee. Father, as you perfect us, and as you perfect those things concerning us, God, thy mercy endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine hand, according to your word, God. Thank you, God, for perfecting the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, according to your word. Your word decrees and declares that Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I am alive forevermore. God, I thank you that you reign. I thank you that you reign forever, God. God, I thank you that you are everything and everywhere. God, I thank you that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you're my friend, you're my doctor, you're my lawyer, you're my mother, you're my father. You're everything, God. And I thank you. I thank you, God, for teaching us how important it is to praise you, to pray, to worship you, to adore you, to cherish you, and to seek you, God. Thank you, God, for teaching us to honor you, to yield to your Holy Spirit, to surrender to you, God, our all in all, to be walking epistles read of men. God, teach us how to honor you and to honor one another. God, teach us how to glorify you and to magnify you with every fiber of our total being, God. Teach us, God, how to wait on you. Teach us, God, how to stand still and see the liberty of God. Teach us, God, how to announce you and introduce you and preach and teach an unadulterated gospel, the truth of God. God, teach us how to share the gospel. Teach us how to be examples of your gospel. Teach us, God, how to walk in patience and loving kindness. God, teach us how to walk in faith. God, teach us that when we see something that could be the pride of life or the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes that would try to come and cause us to miss out on you, God, to miss the mark. God, when we see those things, teach us how to pray, how to repent for sins of commission and omission and thoughts and things that we've done that will cause us to have a place that's an opening, a gate, a door, an entry point to lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and pride of life. God, teach us how to cover those places and fill those places with the blood of Jesus and the word of God. God, thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for the manifestation of your words of wisdom, your words of knowledge, your words of prophecy, your words of healing and wholeness. God, thank you for giving us the ability to interpret tongues and languages of other nations. Thank you, God, for giving us the gift of understanding the various diverse tongues and being able to discern the spirits that are in the air, God, and that are around us. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to speak to that thing or that error in our lives that are dead and for it to come alive. For your word says, can these dry bones live? Can this dry place in our life flow? Yes, God, in Jesus' name, we know that you are the God of the living waters. And you have the power to take that place that is dry and to fill it not only with fire that can purify it, but God, you can make it a new thing, a new place, a revived place. Thank you for what you're doing in the marriages of your people, teaching the husbands and wives how to honor one another. God, we thank you for exposing and obliterating and annihilating the micro triggers and the various microaggressions and prejudice and discrimination and those things that would try to cause us to miss out on you for being angry or upset or frustrated with those things. But God, teach us how to pray for that person to be healed and whole from the inside out. Teach us, God, it's not about us getting someone told or doing this or that, but God is about praying for them, calling out and exposing those spirits that are unlike you, God, and allowing your word to cause a manifestation of wholeness. Thank you for resurrecting your word in our lives, the power and the yoke-destroying anointing of God in our lives. Thank you for teaching us how to preach your word and sing your word and pray your word and walk on in and on your word and how the fire from God will come down and consume the very sacrifices that we give for you, God. Sacrifices of prayer. Sacrifices of praise. Enemy, we see today, we will see no more according to your word. Thank you that we're walking in and with the whole armor of God. And not only are we wearing it, God, but we have faith in what you said your armor can do. Thank you, God, for your word reminds us in Psalm 144, 1 and 2, that blessed be the Lord, my rock and my king. and my firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, for my steadfast love and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues my people under me. God, teach us how to trust you. Teach us how to take refuge in you, knowing that our hands are to war and our fingers are to fight. God, teach us not to just be sitting there expecting you to do everything and we're not doing anything. No, God, we don't need to try to do what Jesus has already done, for by his stripes we're already healed. We're already saved because we've confessed with our mouths and we believed in our hearts that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. He was virgin born. He died for us. He was nailed to a cross for us. He was resurrected and ascended to heaven for us. He also has already taken the keys and the things that the enemy thought he had for keeps. He's already taken it. For God, you've already given us the keys to bind and to loose on earth and in heaven. Why? Because Jesus has the keys. We thank you for the restoration and the reconciliation that we have been given through Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for your feathers of protection that's all around us. We thank you, God, for where the adversary has tried to explicitly and diabolically put threats and different tactics in our lives to try to cause us to lose our focus or to think that we're not blessed, God, that you've already reminded us that you've not only exposed it, but you've decoded it. And now, God, that it's been exposed and it's been decoded and we see the traps and the things of the enemy, God, we know that in Jesus' name they've already been destroyed and are eradicated. And how do we know that? Because the word of God says, the enemy comes but to kill, to steal, and destroy. But it says that I have come, that's talking about Jesus, to give you life and that more abundantly. So we thank you for life. We thank you for the many, many blessings that you've given us, God. We thank you that you've already closed the door of the enemy. But now we're walking under the open heavens of God. So we thank you for giving us that strategic plan to not only walk in your will, but to see the ambushes and the various weapons of mass destruction that the enemy has tried to bring our way, that you have turned them around so that we're walking in praise and we're walking in thanksgiving. We're singing like Judah. And God, we're declaring and decreeing your word according to your word. We're praying in agreement, God, according to your word. We're asking according to your word, and it's causing confusion and mayhem in the enemy's camp. And not only that, God, we know that you, God, are through your word, are tearing down every stronghold, tearing down every demonic possession. God, why? Because your word says so. John 14:13 and 14 says, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We thank you for doing just what you said. God, your word, according to St. Matthew 16:19 and 18 said, you've given us the keys to bind and loose, and we thank you, God. Your word says in Matthew 10:1, St. Matthew 3:15, St. Luke 9:1-2, we are your children, chosen, commissioned, and joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, as imitators of Christ, speak a word according to your word, and we cast out devils and demons and strongholds in the power and the authority that you've given us in the name of Jesus for your glory. God, we're doing all these things for your glory, and just like every good parent, you're blessing us in the city, and you're blessing us in the field. You're making us the head and not the tail. God, we thank you that we're lenders and not borrowers. God, we thank you that the wealth of the wicked that have been laid up, that you're giving it to us, God the saints, for your glory. God, help us to be walking epistles read of men that not only says Jesus saved, that points everyone to you, God. We point everyone to your love. We point everyone to your loving kindness. We point everyone to you, God. The more you bless us, the more we point people to you, God. The more you heal us and make us whole, we point everybody to you, God. The more we praise you and give you all the thanksgiving, we point everyone to you, God. Teach us, God, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Lord, I long to be like him, so humble and holy, meek and lowly. Lord, I long to be like him. Amen. I'm turning it back over to you, Minister Sheila, to make announcements and to close us out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was mighty, mighty blessing, a mighty blessing, a mighty blessing. Words of knowledge and encourage and prayer, and I thank you, and I thank you for that, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank each and every one of you that have tuned in with us this morning. However you are listening to the program, I want to say take up heart, mind, and soul. God is the Father and the only way, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, of the blessings of love and mercy that can heal all sickness. Don't have to be sick. Any kind of things that's ailing you, whether it's financing, housing, jobs, family, whatever it can be, it might be, you must believe and trust and then turn it over into our Father's and Son's hands. Pray it up to them. Give it to them. You might not get it today, might not get it tomorrow, but he is always on time. He knows how to handle each and every one of us. He knows what the problem is and how to do it before we can even think about it. But he knows. He got the answers. He has the outcome. There's no way, if you believe and trust and give it into the hands of God, our Father and the Son, that you all, every last one of them, can be fixed. I thank you for joining us. I would like for you to join us on next Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I would like for you to join us on Monday night with Iron Sharp Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I just would like for you to listen and to believe and to understand and to learn daily more and more that God is the way, he is the answer, and he can heal and correct all our problems. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you, and may you ever forever have a blessed day, a blessed second minute, day, month, year, because we ain't promised. We ain't promised nothing, but with God, our life and our love would be so powerful, so at mercy, and so beautiful. I thank you and I thank you, and you all have a blessed weekend, and I love you all, and God can only love you more. Bye.